Now, by design, I wasn't going to lead us through a discussion of how we can go about addressing with and resolving these issues about the young people leaving the church. But I definitely wanted us to hear some of the reasons that it is occurring and at least stir up our thinking. I know that some of you have, quite a few ministries have begun to address that, and you've come up with some novel ways of turning that around and engaging young people. And I take my hat off to you. I really do. Those churches where it's not happening yet, remember now, the boomers, those of the silent generation, will not be with us forever. And if we're going to continue to raise up people who will love God and help spread his gospel, we're going to have to build up those groups of people that include the younger people. Think about the courage and the boldness that they have. And it would be so good to teach them to use that for God's service. So you have some of those reasons why they're leaving. Give some thought. Even do some more reading. Maybe talking with leaders of churches where they're having success in engaging young people. Yeah, consider that. See what we can do to help out. All right, I mentioned that we were going to listen to a few videos, and I do have some more that are waiting for you. This one has to do with technology. How many of you enjoy playing games? You know, games like your video games, your PlayStation games, that kind of game. Did you know that some of those games were actually used to help develop artificial intelligence? Let me let you hear what Seeker.com's Julian has to say about games and the connection with artificial intelligence.
By a strange twist of fate, video games have played a role in developing artificial intelligence. Graphics processing units that were once originally intended just to pump out polygons and pixels happen to be the perfect systems to train neural networks. But artificial intelligence might repay the favor and make video games even better. And I'm not just talking about AI's applications for rendering graphics, like by taking lower quality images and through the magic of computerized guesswork, turning them into high resolution images, or by helping render realistic reflections through a process called ray tracing. I'm talking about AI that could design entirely new experiences for players. One area AI could be great for is level design. Every game genre has different needs. Maps in multiplayer games need to be balanced, so one team doesn't have an obvious advantage. Single-player games need to be interesting to explore, but still easy to navigate so you don't get stuck going around in circles looking for a stupid door. And horror games have to build tension and atmosphere so when monsters pop out of vents, you poop your pants. As you might imagine, then, crafting an exquisite game world takes a lot of time and tinkering. Could AI speed up the process? Some scientists in Italy thought so, and they developed two AI programs to craft new levels for the fast-paced first-person shooter Doom. The original one from 1993, not the 2016 remake, or the movie with The Rock. Working with the old game has a lot of upsides for their research. Because it's old, it's much simpler than games today. And because it's a classic, it has tons of levels made by the original creators and fans alike. To train their AI, they fed it thousands of human-made levels and asked it to create its own. Then the researchers used a second AI that was trained to spot a computer-generated map from a human-made one. They repeated the process until eventually the AI-made maps were indistinguishable from those made by hand. Doom is not the most realistic game, however, what with the sharp edges and the player's weapon seeming to come out of a third arm in the middle of their chest. But AI is not limited to boxes and odd anatomy. Some researchers have used AI to produce a lifelike game world. Using thousands of hours of footage taken from cars driving around cities in the meat space, an AI was able to generate its own city blocks a player could then drive around in. AI could also improve the non-player characters in video games. These poor bots, which are also casually referred to as AI, are famously pretty dumb when compared to human players. In the single-player campaign of combat games, most people will have no trouble mowing down hordes of them, giving the player a false sense of confidence. Confidence that is then crushed when they try the online multiplayer and 13-year-olds on the other side of the world destroy them and tell them things they never knew about their mom. AI that behaves more human-like could offer a better challenge, enhancing immersion and eliminating the need to have so many bot opponents, or to play online multiplayer for that matter. Video game designers just have to make sure AIs aren't too good, though, or that can ruin the game too. Where does AI go from here? Well, who knows? AI's uses are limited only by your imagination, and perhaps an AI advanced enough could process whole libraries of games and generate their own. Maybe the next Doom that we're still playing 25 years after launch will be thought up, designed, and coded entirely by a machine. This topic is near and dear to me as a science nerd and as a gamer. Am I the only one out there, or are there a lot of other gamers lurking in the audience of our science channel? Let us know. Leave a comment down below.
I tell you what. When he was talking about the automobiles and how, you know, the AI went out and just made captured videos of cars, automobiles, vehicles. They really did that and put those real vehicles in the game and made it so that you could control the image of the real, of an actual vehicle. Now, that's interesting. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Do you like the idea, especially those of you who game? Do you like the idea of artificial intelligence, AI, making your games for you and taking them maybe to a higher level than humans could alone? I tell you what, I think a lot of you would get a kick out of that, especially when it comes to, well, doing what you do best.
However, what with the sharp edges and the player's weapon seeming to come out of a third arm in the middle of their chest. But AI is not limited to boxes and odd anatomy. Some researchers have used AI to produce a lifelike game world, using thousands of hours of footage taken from cars driving around cities in the meat space. An AI was able to generate its own city blocks a player could then drive around in.
Actual city blocks, ladies and gentlemen, back in just a few.